This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Jim Ballard's music career has spanned more than four decades. In between albums, he's opened his own recording studio, composed music for films, ran marathons, and even coached high school baseball. About a year and a half ago, he started writing Ask John Steinbeck, 14 songs that he recorded with his usual lineup of electric and acoustic guitars, a Hammond organ, bass, and drums. But then he realized the songs could tell another story.
As I was recording them, I was also in the middle of sometimes going out and playing as a guest on somebody's show and having to rework the songs so that they would fit me solo. And I began to think, well, why don't I just do this sort of solo unplugged version of each of the songs too? And then I thought, nah, that's kind of a cop-out. So why don't we do an alternative version? By and large, the musicians on the second disc are not the same. We're not allowed to hear the songs on the first arrangement, so we wanted to build them up and make them theirs, maybe do an acoustic guitar, a banjo, a fiddle, and a djembe or something, and an upright bass. The second disc, I wanted it to be closer to you, more intimate and more like you were right there in the room with them, more like you're seeing a small band in a coffee house setting versus a large band on a disc A in a bigger venue setting.
I want to play side A, The Bells of St. Mary's. Let's hear a little bit of that.
And the bells of St. Mary's are ringing like a mother's voice calling you home. And the bells of St. Mary's are ringing.
Jim, talk about the concept of that song, The Bells of St. Mary's. I know it's a very personal track, reflective of your time living and growing up in Akron.
Yeah, I grew up in an Akron that doesn't really exist anymore because the expressway came through when I was a very young kid and took our neighborhood. It goes up through my time as an adult and being away and being overseas and being on the road with musicians and always kind of coming back to something. And what I could see from that neighborhood and still can see as I drive through the area where they're building the new interchange in Akron. In fact, you can just look off to the north of that and there's the tower of St. Mary's Church, which is why I went to that grade school and got chased around by the janitor because we would go hide up in the bell tower and ring the bell. So that bell tower is just something that's a constant, and that was what the song really is about.
I want to play the alternate version, which is side B, The Bells of St. Mary's.
And the bells of St. Mary's are ringing like a mother's voice calling you home. And the bells of St. Mary's.
It really does give a whole different meaning to the song. To hear it stripped down like that, you can really feel the intimacy that you don't maybe feel as much in the original version, and that's what you're going for.
That is. And the one thing I thought about that song, I had played it out several times before I recorded it, and I got this reaction that was almost mystical. I didn't want to get in my own way. I just wanted it to happen very organically and leave the song alone and don't mess with it.
This album that was an experiment, how do you feel about how it turned out?
Oh, I feel really good about it. And the fun part of all this was the journey of bringing the musicians in and asking their input and taking that input and letting them invest themselves in the songs, which they did.
The album is called Ask John Steinbeck. Jim Ballard, thanks so much.
Thank you, Amanda. It's my pleasure.
You brought your guitar. Will you play us a little bit?
Oh, well, since the guitar's here, why not? Ask John Steinbeck.
Turtle, too lame.
Jim Ballard will perform the entire album this Sunday at GAR Hall in Peninsula. At WKSU.org, there's video of him performing the song Ask John Steinbeck in our studio and explaining the meaning behind the title. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene. You can hear it Thursdays on Morning Edition. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, 89.7 WKSU.
Smelling the air, trying to tell what is coming. Rumble in the distance, far off somewhere. Two engines are gunning.